From the election results in Illinois to new policy initiatives for next year, Republicans and Democrats are resetting and rethinking now that the campaign ads are done. One of the issues facing the legislature next year will be the legalization of recreational use of marijuana. The McLean County Chamber of Commerce is holding a discussion about that December 4th. Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman speaks with Charlie Schlenker about why he's supporting legalization.
If you look at the tea leaves, what you see is that public opinion has moved rapidly on this issue. There's widespread support really across the country for legalization. And politically, I think, you know, months ago I talked about the fact that I thought there would be legislation considered in the spring 2019 legislative calendar. And here we are. Illinois just elected a new governor. And, you know, it's all but certain that we're going to have a proposal put forward this spring. The new, you know, governor-elect Pritzker says he campaigned on legalization. The Democrats have a, I call it the super-duper majority, and they have, their members have put legislation out last year and plan to put out new legislation this year that would legalize. So I think it's coming. As a Republican, I think it's important that we have a seat at the table on all issues of public policy, right? I mean, this is why we do what we do, is to influence the outcome in a manner that we agree with, right? It's the way the legislative process works. And so I've been very upfront about the fact that I plan to sit at that negotiating table. I think it's critical that if Illinois is going to legalize, that it be done with the appropriate safeguards in place. And you look at the legislation that was proposed last year, and there were some gaps in it. And I, you know, was not the only one, but I was one who said there are gaps, and I will work with you, the majority party, to address those. If we come to a conclusion that I agree to, that I think those appropriate safeguards are in place, that's how you earn the support of someone like me as a legislator. And that's what the legislative process is designed to do.
In that conversation, are the gaps starting to get filled?
Yeah, I think they are. If one were to look at what was proposed last year compared to what I anticipate being proposed in 2019, I think you'll see very significant movement designed to address a couple of key areas that primarily, the two broad areas that I had concerns about were and continue to be, how do you regulate it in a manner that prohibits, discourages, and diminishes the use of cannabis by minors. I think that's something that I very much have advocated, that we need to put policies in place, a law in place that protects minors and doesn't allow them access and has appropriate penalties for those who break those rules. That's a big area of concern for me, as is separately the notion that people who are making what I think are by and large individual choices to use cannabis, when those users interact with the public and put the public in harm's way, I think we need to be very tough on that. We need to have a very punitive, I would say, system that discourages and hopefully deters those actions. Think of, you know, the laws that we have for drunk driving. I think we need to, and by and large, I think Illinois and the country has moved in a manner that strongly, it creates bright lines and strongly discourages drunk driving. I think we need similar things if cannabis becomes legalized.
Is it going to be easier to draw those bright lines with cannabis than it was with alcohol, which had a long history of permissiveness following the repeal of prohibition? It was a tough lift over a period of decades to get where we are now, and an incremental movement in policy towards restricting use and motorists and use and other scenarios?
Yeah, I think to some degree, I think it's easy to look at the laws that regulate alcohol and say, well, let's just duplicate those by and large. And that's a simplistic way of looking at it, but it is relevant to do that. And let me give you an example. It's not just about, you know, drinking and driving and impaired driving and how do you replicate that, which there's some challenges, by the way, to that. How do you test for impaired driving from cannabis?
Right.
That's a difficult issue. But there's more details. Again, if you look at what was proposed thus far and where I think this is going, you know, I interacted with state's attorneys, prosecutors, those in law enforcement, police chiefs and others. And really, we dug down into the nitty-gritty and identified things like today, if you are traveling on a road with an open container of alcohol, that's against the law. Well, shouldn't there be a similar regulation for an open product of cannabis? I think that's something that wasn't addressed before, that we'd look at those laws regulating alcohol and say, how do we extrapolate similar provisions and put them in place?
Yeah, what constitutes open when it's a solid in a lot of instances?
That's right. And so we have to get to that detailed level, define those things. And let me back up. I think when we talked about this a few months ago, I said, you know, one of the most concerning things that I have is that states by popular referendum may legalize cannabis. I think, you know, when that happens, you have voters coming forward on a simple statement that says cannabis is legal.
Yeah.
And then it is until the legislature responds. That puts a lot of people at danger because for a while there's just no regulations. So I think Illinois approaches this one the correct way, which is we need to be in front of the popular opinion and put those regulations in place that represent the reasonable expectations the public has for how this would become legal.
So we're hearing from some Republicans in the community a little bit of head scratching about, well, yeah, I know he thinks this is important, but this is not a traditional Republican issue, and why is he spending time on it? What have you been hearing from your base and from the general public?
Yeah, so first of all, this is not necessarily my issue, right? I mean, this isn't my bill. This is me.
No, but you're spending time on it because you think it's an important policy issue for the state. But what are you hearing from people?
So I've heard the spectrum of opinions, as one might suspect, and I think probably for, you know, where your question's going is probably more to the, you know, what are you hearing from Republicans? And Republicans are split on this issue. I think there are certain piece of the, you know, Republican voters who are opposed to any form of legalization, including medical, which is the law of the land today in Illinois, but they're opposed to legalization for a host of reasons, and I'm very respectful of that, right? I mean, I get it. I hear that. I'm not dismissive of their opposition. Then there's others, right? I think there's others. I've heard from Republican Party chairmen to Tea Party activists to plain old Republican voters who say, look, tax and regulate it. Just tax and regulate it. That's the proper role of government on this one. They'll tell you, look, the fact that it's illegal doesn't stop young people from buying it. In fact, it's easier to buy marijuana today than it is to buy alcohol because drug dealers don't card, you know. So there's a group of, I think, Republicans who support the position that I've kind of staked out here. And then there's a whole lot of people who say, you know what, you represent us, do what you think is best. And that's what I try to do on any piece of legislation, right? I mean, we'll take thousands of votes next year. I think the public finds this one interesting, so people are talking about it. Every piece of legislation that I'll vote on next year, I'll spend time on. So it's not like I'm doing something different with this one than the next issue. What's different is that I think there's a lot of public appeal to talk about this. People recognize what's happening. They've got questions about it, you know, the community we live in. People who maybe do or don't have strong opinions on it, do have lots of questions. You know, how would you handle this? How would you handle that? And I think that's an incredibly important dialogue to have. I think that the public buys into laws that regulate, you know, things like this when they've had a dialogue and input. And so that's what I'm trying to make sure happens.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. With us is State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington Normal. So the election has been run and results have come in. How do you think the next session is shaping up with the ability of Republicans to work with a new governor and a changed landscape within the two chambers of the General Assembly?
Well, you know, I think we're all digesting what happened on Tuesday and, you know, setting aside what happened around the country. What happened in Illinois is clearly, you know, Democrats throughout the state had a good day. And as a Republican, we just looked at races that 6 months ago you'd say weren't on the radar. And here we are, you know, we had incumbents lose. It's going to be, it will be a very different dynamic in Springfield next week. Next week we go down to a full veto session. But even more importantly, or more significantly, next year, January, when we start up the spring legislative cycle, it's going to be much different. Pritzker, you know, look, he campaigned in a manner that suggested he's going to be a liberal, progressive Democrat. You listen to the things that he campaigned on, and, you know, I'm sure I criticized him in a manner of suggesting that he was trying to out-liberal everyone. And I'm concerned about what that means. You know, I talk about the state's finances till I'm blue in the face, but you know, I look at the financial reality of Illinois and say, you know, we've got to curb spending and reform our state. And here's a guy who says he's going to double down on some of that. But what I've seen since the election, I think he's taken some positive steps.
What?
I think he's assembled a group of people who are going to have his ear. You know, he's put a transition team in place. The people who are on his team, you know, he's put some Republicans on.
So former
Governor Edgar.
Former Republican Comptroller Dan Hines.
Mm-hmm. Former Senate Republican leader Christine Rodonio. Mm-hmm. I think that's helpful. Those are good signs. I even think, you know, you look at some of the Democrats that he's put on his team, and what I recognize is there's a lot of people in that room I don't agree with on public policy, but they're smart people. They're committed to their beliefs, and I think a real question for Pritzker is how does he assemble these diverse views and come forward with policy proposals that are designed to advance our state? Now, you know, as a Republican, we're going to hold him accountable. But what he's saying, what he said since the election, I think is different than what he said in the election. In the election, he made every promise that satisfied his, you know, Democratic base to get through the election. Since the, you know, like he was going to raise taxes immediately. Just the other day, he said, look, I'm not going to put forward an immediate tax increase. Now, he still has a plan to do a longer-term one, but maybe, you know, and he says he's going to work with Republicans. I think we need to be prepared to work with him, but I also think we need to hold him accountable when he strikes a less-than-bipartisan tone and approach.
Well, do you think the Democrats will be bipartisan? There are, to truly address the state's fiscal issues and challenges, there will be some really unpleasant votes that need to be taken for everyone. Republicans could say, you know what, we're going to sit this one out, and you, since you have this super-duper majority, you deal with it, and we'll campaign against you. Or you can say, okay, give us something here, and we'll participate and give you some votes toward what we may not like, but which is a step toward a solution. Where do you draw that line?
Well, you look at every issue as they come. I do think as Republicans, we have to be positioned to participate in the governance of the state. I think to simply say we don't want to be in the room. Since it's a super majority control by Democrats, we're just going to sit on the outside and lob insults and otherwise, I think is very unproductive. I think we need to act like adults and recognize that we have mounting challenges in front of our state, and we need to be prepared to offer our ideas and proposals. We can anticipate that those are very different than what the Democrats may propose. But then it becomes a question of do they want to dismiss our ideas or do they want to embrace them? Not 100%, but in a manner that reflects compromise. They drive that bus so long as we are willing to sit at the table and do that, and I think we should.
What are some Republican ideas that you think can make it into a Democrat-controlled legislative package to address state fiscal issues?
Well, I think the most significant one that is abundantly clear to me at the moment is the adoption of a FairMaps proposal. We are embarking on a 10-year redistricting process where the Democrats have total control. Now that Pritzker's won that election, they have total control of that process under the current scheme. Madigan, we know that Madigan firmly believes that that is a process that he can control and that it should be left alone. I mean, he's never touched that redistricting process because he knows that when he's in power, he can control it, draw those districts in a way that, help his preferred candidates. Pritzker, has spent money supporting a fair map proposal. I think Pritzker should put his mouth where his money is. And he should.
Nice construction there.
I think this is an opportunity for him to stand up to Speaker Madigan. I think that there are lots of thoughtful Democrats around the state who believe that the redistricting process is wholly unfair. And, I'm a strong believer that there is just no better reform that our state could make than creating fair maps, competitive districts, where legislators aren't beholden to political parties, but they're beholden to voters, those who show up in general elections and determine the outcome. Pritzker can control that narrative. He's a brand new governor. He has the political support that put him in the place that he's at. He's got lots of money to promote his message. And I think that he needs to demonstrate right out of the gate to voters that he's independent of Mike Madigan. He never did it during the campaign. I saw very little from candidate Pritzker to demonstrate a willingness to stand up to Madigan. His primary foes did, but Pritzker never did. So this is an issue I think he can distinguish himself on and work with Republicans in a bipartisan manner to put something forward.
State Senator Jason Berkman speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Chamber of Commerce luncheon discussing marijuana policy will be December 4th at the Doubletree in Bloomington. This is Sound Ideas, and this is a little puff of Peter Tosh's Legalize It.